What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor. El Nino. I go to Jeremy Zakas, my correspondent for decades in New South Wales, Sydney, the continent of Australia, is the first to acknowledge that El Nino, Super El Nino, Super Super El Nino is beginning. The headline in Channel 9 Weather. Decades-old rain records tumble as massive storm band moves east. Jeremy, a very good day to you. Rain, rain, rain. The El Nino cycle is a product of warmer Pacific Ocean leading to warmer atmosphere. The warmer the atmosphere, the more moisture it can hold. It would appear that you're a front line of the Super El Nino that we've been expecting, and that coming out of the Indian Ocean, the Indian Dipole has swept over the continent and hit you. Records are tumbling. The rain is expected to continue, but we do not know exactly where or when because there's supposed to be a drought out there. What has it been like these last days, Jeremy? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yes, it has been absolutely wet here, particularly here in Sydney. As we predicted on Tuesday, just a couple of days ago, we got the really heavy rain. There were several inches that dropped throughout Tuesday night, and into Wednesday as well. Luckily, though, it was just below the threshold of causing chaos on our roads and train systems. The drainage system coped with it, and it all blended away. But the real story is, and this is where the records absolutely tumbled, was in South Australia, in Adelaide, the centre part of the Australian continent. They got more rain than in one day than they expected for pretty much the entire month of August. And that was largely due to the fact that South Australia, and Adelaide in particular, if you have a look at it on the map, is to the left of us. So they got this rain that was coming across from the Indian Ocean Dipole from Western Australia a lot earlier and with a lot more ferocity. So they really got the lion's share of the rain. As it came across here to Sydney, it pretty much started to track up north, which was part of what we expected with this El Nino rain cycle. Queensland, Brisbane got a lot of rain too. But funnily enough, Victoria in Melbourne, they actually didn't get that much rain, which is very ironic because typically when we get rain, Victoria is the first place to really get it just by nature of where they sit geographically. So, John, it was a very heavy rain pattern. It was actually a little bit weird because of the fact that Victoria didn't get as much of it. But honestly, it is all that we're expecting with the strangeness of El Nino and the fact that we still do have the Indian Ocean Dipole in the Indian Ocean off to the west of Australia, generating all this extra moisture in the air that's now colliding with the drought-like conditions of El Nino to form these very rapidly moving wet weather systems. So the weather is still balmy, and honestly, we just experienced the first lot of it.
Huge amounts of rain. Jeremy, the meteorologists were being careful. They do use now and again, is it El Nino, is it not? Right now, they're not using that language, but this is your end of your winter. You're going into spring. Is this unusual for this time of year?
Yes, this is starting to get very unusual. While it's true, we do get light rain around this time of year, and certainly here in Sydney, we typically get winter rain more towards the centre, and about this time of year, it gets a bit drizzly, and you know, we tend to get more, I guess, wind events rather than the rain. But this is strange. This amount of rain this late in the winter is very, very different. Going into spring, we could expect to have some storms, a little bit of rain, but as we get ready for summer, it should all peter off. But what we're starting to see with the forecast, especially next week, is we're going to get more rain, and that's where it does become different to what we're used to. Normally, we wouldn't see the weekly forecast showing rain in it. We should normally see weeks where there is pretty much no rain now going into spring, then maybe some smatterings of rain showers. But this is really a strange cycle. And this is what we were warned about with this new El Nino rain cycle, that this would be an ongoing thing, expect it weekly. And honestly, John, it looks like in the next 4 days we're about to get more rain. So I think we're actually seeing it come to fruition.
Yes, here's the cycle that Jeremy has taught me that to fear. The rain brings overnight growth in the forest, the undergrowth of the eucalyptus trees. The drought arrives, dries out the undergrowth, and then the lightning strikes, and the eucalyptus trees turn into torches because of eucalyptus oil. That's what the wildfires, the bushfires of Australia follow, the pattern. The question is this going to be an unusual year because of the amount of rain that's falling? The ocean is warm enough to continue this pounding. Jeremy, I'm looking at a map that Channel 9 has provided South Australia. It is odd that South Australia absorbed everything that could have hit you. Is there a natural barrier between you and South Australia? Is there a mountain range in between?
There certainly is, actually. It's called the Great Dividing Range, and it's actually just to the west of Sydney, so just to the left of us on the map, but it extends very much from the southern New South Wales-Queensland border, so about a beam with Brisbane, all the way down into Victoria, and it's a massive mountain range. So what actually happens is, as the weather comes across from South Australia, while normally it's powerful enough to actually get across the range, it actually gets dissipated by the range. So a lot of the rain energy, as it hit the range there and as it started to go over it, actually lost a bit of momentum. And also because of the way that there's a lot of agricultural areas and farming just to the west of the range, it actually started to burn off. It actually started to actually warm up enough that the rain was effectively broken up and dispersed. But the fact is, it still got across the range and got to us, which is normally what happens. And then sometimes we actually get the mixing of the new weather on the outside of the range, which is coming in from the ocean, and it can actually regenerate itself as more storm and rain. But in this case, it really acted as a proper barrier. South Australia got the most of the rain as it came across, hit that natural barrier. And we still got a lot of rain, but not as much as we would have if it was just pure flat.
If I'm reading this map correctly, it didn't turn left and go towards Queensland. Was Queensland spared, or has it got its own rain system?
It's still got its own rain system. It was only southern Queensland, so southeast Queensland, that really got hit this time, because it wasn't necessarily a tropical rain band, but it definitely did get a lot of rain around that Brisbane area. But if you have a look at the map too, just it kind of narrowed when it got to Victoria, which is why Melbourne was actually spared, which is unusual, because normally with the range that's between us and the rest of the continent, essentially, it actually channels sometimes the energy down into Victoria. So they get what I guess you could say a right-hand turn effect, where the rain will go south and hit Victoria and Melbourne as part of a mixing system of moist weather and air. But that didn't happen this time. It was just very much straight across into Adelaide, then it hit into Sydney, and this is how we got the system.
And for drought, no drought in Western Australia now, right? They're getting rain as well, the driest parts of your continent.
That's exactly right. In fact, Perth is expecting to get dangerous surf and dangerous rain weather conditions over the next few days. Also, the deserts in Western Australia, so the very top left of the map, they are getting rain, which means that there is going to be a lot of water mixed in with a lot of sand and rock, and you can imagine just how muddy and messy it is, and it has nowhere to go. So right now, rural communities and remote communities in Western Australia are preparing for the worst as these rain situations occur. So it's not looking good out there at all, John.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, he will continue. We're looking for a super El Nino coming our way here in North America, but for now, it looks to be the early claws are sweeping over Australia with rain, storm bands, they're called in Australia. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.